From OTC Markets Global Headquarters in Lower Manhattan, you're listening to the OTC QB podcast, featuring the entrepreneurs and innovators behind the companies that trade on the venture market.
So joining us today, we have His Royal Highness Prince Emmanuel Filiberto de Savoia, Chief Executive Officer of the Royal Land Company Limited, which trades on the OTCQB venture market under the symbol RLNDF. Welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me. Call me Emmanuel, it's easier. Huh?
You got it. My pleasure, Emmanuel. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so to get started, I always like to ask our guests to tell a little bit about yourself. You know, if you could talk about a little bit about Royal Land and how that kind of came to fruition. I know it's a gaming product platform of some sort, but I'll leave it to you.
Okay, so I'll start about myself. I'm Italian. I come from the Italian royal family. My grandfather was the last king of Italy. We are the family that united Italy in 1861 and made this incredible country into one. What is my idea about Royal Land? 3 years ago, I don't know if you remember, it was the time of everyone was speaking about NFT, metaverse, and everything like this. So I have a company who came to me and say, why don't you do some NFT about the Italian royal family and et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't like a lot this idea, but suddenly something came into my head and say, wow, there is surely a way to get closer to younger communities, younger people. And I looked at the game industry and I said, why don't we don't do something with NFT and metaverse, but we build a game that could interest people, that would be thrilling for people, like an adventure game, a conquest game. But we involve inside some real royal families members. So Royal Land is a game where the world of Royal Land is divided in 8 big kingdoms, which are actually owned, which are really owned in the game and played with royal families. So you have the Italian royal family, you have the French royal family, the Russian imperial family, Lesotho, Mecklenburg, where you have 8 different royal families. And inside those lands, you have some little, let's say, lands and kingdoms that will belong to the players. And the players have to conquest the other lands by strategy, by also learning some things and discovering some things about history and becoming slowly and slowly the kings of Royal Land.
Now,
this little song means I need to shut up?
No, not at all. Not at all. The gaming market, it's incredibly competitive. And your product does seem pretty niche as well, the more I hear about it. What strategies do you have to really grow the player community and set itself apart from, you know, other games? And, you know, how do you plan to break into markets?
Well, it's the uniqueness of the product. There are no games today which involved real members of royal families. And I did a lot of AMAs on X, and I spoke to a lot of communities of players, and they say, why? Wow, I will be playing close to a possible king of Yugoslavia or France or Italy. I will be close to the, I will learn from them. I can get knighted really by them. Yes. So you will have this double, let's say, idea of a thrilling game, which is a game where you have to take over countries and also survive in your old on your own land, but also where you will be with next to a real royal family's members. So this is the uniqueness of the product and the project. Sorry, and also we are completely powered by AI. So all the NPCs, non-player characters, will be driven by AI, the lore, the game assets, everything. So it would give even more authenticity and reality to the project. So yes, it's a very big market. Yes, it's also a fast-growing market. But I think that, as you say, not only we're in a niche, but we have a project and a product that nobody can have, because nobody can take real royal families and put them in the game.
So when you
I'm the only one that can do that.
When you say real royal families, you had mentioned before other royal families too.
Yes.
So I know you're the CEO of this company. This is your product. But did you work with the other royal families on this product as well?
I worked with them. They're all shareholders of the product. And I will also increase. I will take, now I'm starting with eight, but I will increase also to other royal families. I really wanted to do something. And, you know, it's important, I think, for the players, which are young players and people that today, they're fascinated by what's happening in the royal families. We saw the success of The Crown, of Downton Abbey, of Game of Thrones. What I propose now is not, you're not a spectator anymore. You are an actor of those kinds of shows into my game, because you will be actually speaking to heirs, to princes, to persons like this. You will actually also learn with this, and you will actually have fun by doing some strategic moves and take over and perhaps become the king or the queen of Royalland one day.
You know, it's one of my colleagues here at OTC Markets is from the UK. And when there was a lot going on in the English family, he kind of explained to my team that, you know, we grow up with the royal family in England. And growing up here in America for myself, that's not something I really ever understood. I think with this game, that could
yes.
really change. And that, you know, I appreciate history. I like history too. So it sounds you've woven that all into the product.
Yes, and there will be a big part of the game that will be a part of educational meaning. You will have to do some quests that have something to do with the history. So you will be like, the game is in the future. We're in a solar punk area. And this also is very interesting, is an area where climate and must go well with technology and all this. So you're in the future, but you will be thrown back into the past, into the history, to understand perhaps what happened with a member of the royal family, and perhaps understanding the purpose in the actual game. So it would be quite interesting and I think fascinating for people that don't know the history as perhaps we European know it. And also the fact that you will be, like I said, mentored by a representative of the royal family. You will be knighted also, because it's also a game where you will gain into the hierarchy of nobility. So you start perhaps as a farmer or as a knight, but you can become a duke, a count, a marquis, and perhaps one day a king or a queen.
I love that. So you are preparing for an IPO, is that correct?
No, not an IPO. We are quoting on the OTCQC.
But QB market.
QB, we're
again. Yeah. So you are quoted on the OTCQB market.
Yes.
You know, from what I read, you are looking to raise some funds soon as well, correct?
We are looking to raise some funds soon as well. Normally by at the end of November, we will do a round raise funds. And
so I guess my question is, what are those funds going towards within the product?
So the funds will go always to, well, develop it will be finished, but to start creating the actual game.
Got it. And so I guess if an investor were to come to you and ask for a timeline of the growth of the product, what?
So the first beta version playable, it will be end of this year, so end of December 24, the game will be launched around the end of 2025. You would say to me, but in 1 year, how can you do this? So first, we are ready. The better version will be a very big better version already. But also working with AI really helps you in time and in money-wise and cost-wise. So this is, so it will be launched by the end of 2025.
Sounds good. That
how will we make money? You wanted to ask?
Sure.
So we have a B2B and B2C, let's say, idea. B2B meaning that inside the Royal Lands, brands will be able to do their publicity, to do some partnership, to promote themselves. And the B2C, we will have one fee purchase for the game. This is if you want to purchase the game. And then there will be a membership, monthly membership fee if people want this premium account, which will give you more accessories and will also give you something which is quite incredible, which is live events. You will be able to actually meet the royal families somewhere and organize something with them.
Whether it's in New York or wherever in your region.
And there will also be something quite interesting. There will be also an app where that will be linked with the game, where you will actually have to find some royal or historical element around you to be able to enter in the game. You remember the Pokemon Go at the time.
I was just about
to
mention that.
So it will be the Royalty Go.
So are we going to see people running around New York City with swords? And
No, they would have to find, I don't know, some grass, some jewelry, some history, some if they go to New York or whatever. And, you know, we'll virtually put also perhaps some palaces and they would be able to enter and et cetera.
That sounds fun. So I look forward to playing. So
there's quite a lot of things. And I'm very excited. And you know, people that tried it and people that already played some of the missions, they are very happy. But they're quite happy about what they see. So let's hope everything goes well and that we can create a great community and that the stock goes up and we'll create a great game and
wonderful
and continue like this.
I agree. We look forward to seeing the company grow. So we are coming up on time. I do always like to end with asking if investors or our listeners have any questions or want to learn more, what's the best way for them to learn more or to perhaps contact you about their interest?
They can go on the website, which is theroyal.land. There is the emails to who they can contact. They can contact me also directly. And for whatever questions, there's also something very fun in our website, and it's called Roy. Roy is our maitre d', let's say, or driven by AI, and you can ask him whatever you want, and if he can, he will answer. But also, you can send us mail, and the management team and the CEO will answer with no problem.
Thank you very much. So again, we talked with His Royal Highness Prince Emmanuel Filiberto di Savoia, Chief Executive Officer of the Royal Land Company. Emmanuel, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you very much. And I'm very happy to be here. And I'm very happy to be quoted on the OTCQB market.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to our QB podcast wherever you get your podcasts for weekly episodes. And learn more about our OTCQB venture companies at otcmarkets.com.